Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to the Assistant Assembly right here on what I call the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation. And I really do appreciate the time you guys are spending with us. I know I appreciate the fact that there's like a gazillion other shows out there and stations you can be listening to. You've chosen this one. It means a lot to me. It really does. 855-REAL-JOE, if you've got something to say, 855-732-5563. Brad Dinkins is going to join me right after the break, right after the first break, anyhow. And Brad is the founder and excellent attorney over at PJI, Pacific Justice Institute, PJI. And, you know, again, people, we should be supporting the organizations that I won't say support us, but they fight for us. And PJI is fighting for us on a regular basis. There's no question about it. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And the bills that are now coming down, the potential laws that are being pushed down on your kids, extremely dangerous. I don't care what you think. I don't care if you think that I shouldn't say these people on your side, because they ain't on your side. Yeah, sorry about that. But they ain't. I'm not sorry about that. They're not on your side. And those elected officials up in Sacramento, what are they doing for you? No, really, what are they doing for you? Where are they involved? How are they helping you? And not just in California. I'm talking about across the country. Now, some of you, you've got some great legislative people that are helping you out, that really, really care about your kids, really care, you know, about what you're going through as a parent. And then you got, like, you know, New York City. You got, Sacramento, Los Angeles. Well, no, New York City, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Sacramento, Chicago. So that goes on the list. These people could give a crud. That's what's going on in your community. What's going on with your kids? What's going on with your safety? But I'm back to my old mantra again. No, really, seriously. Why? They don't care about you. They just, when are you going to figure that out? When are you going to figure out that they don't care about you and you really need to vote these poor human beings out? How's that? What do you think? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I want you part of the solution. If you're not part of the solution, frankly, in my world, you're part of the problem. In all sincerity, you're part of the problem. And the only way to fix this stuff is when you get engaged, you let them know how you feel, show up where they're at. I don't want you to physically, accost these people. But show up at the events they're at. Let them know you're around and that you're watching them. And you will work to get them recalled. You will work to take them down. There's a lot of them that don't care. They don't think you can do it. They don't. And I've seen it firsthand. You know, they've seen it firsthand. These people come out. They beat their brains out. Parents, people on a certain side of an issue. And then they're nowhere to be found. They're irritated because they're not getting their way right away. And then they're nowhere to be found. You got to fight it through. It didn't happen overnight. You know, I've talked about this before. It didn't happen overnight. What makes you think we can fix it overnight? Anybody? I mean, enlighten me if you've got the answers. And I mean that sincerely. You know, I love those people who call me and say, well, this is what you ought to be doing. This will work. Really? Show me where it's worked. Show me how it's worked. How to make it happen. Whatever it is. You know, in some cases, it's how to get a city council member, a trustee on an education board or what have you, to do what you need them to do. Maybe you've done it before. I've looked at other people and how they get things done. I've given that information to parents that are paying attention and watched them make changes, really be effective in making changes. See, though I know some of you are really irritated by the way things are going, and I realize that you got to get out some of that emotion. That's okay. I'm cool with that. But really, honestly, getting up there and just yelling doesn't help anybody. It made me you feel better for the moment, but you're going to waste your time with the board. You need to get up there and give them facts. Tell them what's going on. Prove it to them. And then look at them and say, what are you going to do? What are you going to do about this? California man who kidnapped 26 children, buried them alive. They're actually recommending him for parole. Does this show you how whack these people are? 26 children. On a school bus, back in 1976, he was recommended for parole. Frederick Newhall Woods was one of the three gunmen who hijacked a school bus with 26 kids and their bus driver in California. Now, the men transferred the driver and children to vans and drove them 12 hours before they buried them alive in an underground truck trailer. Isn't that wonderful? I mean, this was considered the biggest kidnapping of children in history. My God. Joe Mazzini, your host, back in a few minutes with Brad Dacus, Don't Go Far.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was on.
I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
You're back. Let me see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So much appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And I always tell you guys the same thing. The only way to fix stuff, the only way to get things done is to bring in the experts. Talk to an expert about it. Find out what your options are. All right? I mean, seriously. And once you get that information, you will learn how to get it out there. And I'm not telling you to start an argument with somebody. When somebody
speaks inaccuracies to you, at least you'll have the info you need to push back on them. And that's what you want. You don't want to sound like one of those people who just believes they're right because they believe they're right and they have nothing behind it. That's why I bring on the experts. Speaking of an expert, Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, one of the probably the greatest, you know, fighter for your rights, for your liberties here in this country. And Brad, thanks for being with me.
Oh, thank you. It's always a pleasure.
You know, before we get rolling, because, you know, we start yakking like a bunch of crazy people, go ahead and tell people what PJI is all about, how they can help you, and how they can get involved.
You bet. Pacific Justice Institute is a nonprofit, 501c3 legal organization specializing in religious freedom, parental rights, the sanctity of human life. We do our work all without charge, and we have more offices across the United States than any other organization of our kind. We have 6 offices here in California alone, one up in Palmdale. And
is that enough? In California?
Yeah, I think, well, we'll see. We're bringing on, we're expanding our attorney staff out of necessity in California, but also in New York we are as well, in Texas. And so we're keeping very, very, very busy, and you know, there's just so many people needing help, and we're trying to make sure that every single one of them gets the help that they need, that no one's left on the side of the road. That's sort of our point of distinction, if you will, as a nonprofit legal organization.
Yeah, it is a more than a full-time job, I would imagine, doing this stuff. You were talking at a recent event we were at, you were talking about the differences in cases you had even 5 years ago as opposed to what you have today. Why don't you put that out there?
Oh, yeah. The cases we have now, you know, so we have over 75 cases in active litigation. You know, I remember we just had a half a dozen, and before the pandemic, we had 50 cases in active litigation, a little more than 50. Now we're 50% higher in our litigation. We're actually expecting our numbers of cases in litigation to double within the next 1 to 2 years, because there's just so many people. Because one case, you can be defending, you know, several thousand. So it's a huge number, and we've helped several hundred thousand in the last year and a half, who are, you know, just standing up for their religious convictions involving these ridiculous mandates.
Yeah, we're going to talk about those in a second. But listen, the other thing that I want to talk about, first of all, you've also expanded how many cities you need to be in. You know, and we don't really hear this. You do all this without charge. And, you know, there's private donations coming in from the regular people. I'm sure you have corporate donations and so on. But for all intents and purposes, what does it cost to bring a case in front of the U.S. Supreme Court?
Well, it costs about $500,000. You know, even if you had a for-profit law firm handling it, billing out the numbers, you know, that they usually churn out. But we at Pacific Justice Institute, our attorneys work just a fraction of that. And so we're able to take on more cases and help more people at a fraction of the cost, because our attorneys are, you know, they're not out to have a big, you know, mansion overlooking the ocean. Their goal is to do their work for something that really matters, for not just here but for eternity. And they're keen expertise in different areas. One has an expertise in military law out of our Philadelphia office. Our Cincinnati office has a specialty in immigration law and defending Christians and Jews who are persecuted from Muslim countries wanting to come here, and or from communist countries. We have a medical doctor out of our Detroit office who's also an attorney, has a great specialty in medical and medicine issues. And they all work together. This is just a little sampling. They all work together to defend religious freedom, parents' rights, the sanctity of human life, in a very powerful, cooperative way. We have an office, like, for example, in Miami, Atlanta, New York, Boston, Philadelphia, you know, all these different places, Chicago, Milwaukee, Dallas, Houston, and then, of course, many places on the West Coast as well. So we're keeping very, very busy, and we do all our work without charge, thanks to those out there who choose to become a part of our work and support our work, ideally on a monthly basis, and they can do that easily just by going to our website, pji.org, or they can text. This is a new technology we have here. They can text PJI simply to the number 71541. And here's how I remember that. There's a 71-year-old man having lunch with a 54-year-old woman, and there's a 1-year-old in the high chair.
Oh, No.
That's the best way I can remember it. 71541.
So you want to text PJI to
71541.
Okay, we beat that to death. In the next segment, we're going to fix that so you actually get it. All right, so you know that right now there's a bunch of bad bills making it to the California legislature. One of them is SB 866. It's would allow 12-year-olds and older to consent to vaccines without parental permission. Now, I don't know if this is good news or bad news. You can deal with it after the break. But a federal judge blocked a law allowing minors to be vaccinated without parental consent in D.C. So I don't know how that translates from D.C. to Cal or any other state, for that matter. And it is a federal judge. So I'm wondering, can you or any other law firm use this kind of thing to be able to push back on the California law once it starts making its way to the court system?
It's interesting because D.C. is very different. It's actually federal property, so it's governed strictly by federal law. So if the city council or the city government, Washington, D.C., came out with something like this, I could easily see a judge snipping it, saying, no, this is federal law, this is a federal district, therefore federal law governs. But I'd have to read the case. So it's likely not going to help, but it could.
Well, we'll talk about it more into the side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The Kremlin said it will significantly scale back military operations near Ukraine's capital city as sketches of a peace deal have come to light. But the announcement is being met with skepticism. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia can't be trusted. President Biden says he's not reading into it until he sees how Russia acts. Meantime, at least four European allies have expelled Russian diplomats as relations between the Kremlin and Western nations have frozen following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The Netherlands, Czech Republic, Ireland, and North Macedonia all have kicked diplomats out of their country, explaining with some variation that they were displaying undiplomatic behavior. The Czech Foreign Ministry said it is reducing Russian intelligence in the EU with its allies. Poland last week kicked out 45 Russians identified as intelligence officers using their diplomatic status as cover. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to happen.
We are back.
Baby,
Joe Machine, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Let me get back to my guest because I don't want to waste any of his time. I want to make sure we get as much in as we can. Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, joins me as he does every week to kind of give you like a legal insight as to what's going on and what's happening. All right, Brad, when we last were together, the federal judge out of D.C. blocked allowing minors to be vaccinated without parental consent. And I know you have to read it, what have you, but this is like the first one that's been challenged here or being challenged. You say D.C. is a little different than most other places, but if he's using, I don't know, if the judge is basically using the rights of parents, which is what it looks like, to decide whether the children, you know, about their children's health, and the government can't allow them to make such decisions for minor children. This is the judge speaking. So could that be carried over? In the simplest of terms, I mean, could it be carried over into other states, other courts?
Yeah, there's several states in the United States that allowed minors, those under the age of 18, to decide to be vaccinated against parental consent and wishes, and so there. That's it's not like a new thing that California's doing. He says, but the age of 12 is the lowest. Now, actually, Washington D.C.'s age of 12 was the lowest in the country. Others are 14, I think another one's 16. But if the judge looked at it from a broader constitutional perspective and held that parents have a fundamental right over the health and welfare of their children, these are children that are actually, many are even pre-adolescent, you know, they are less likely to be aware of their health, or even possibly have had a thorough physical exam or be aware of medical complications when they were an infant. You know, I can see that, you know, and if the court ruled that this would violate the fundamental rights of parents, then all bets are off not only for Washington, D.C. doing it, but the other states, including California. If, however, it's limited because of the powers issue, and that is those enacting this, that is the City Council of Washington, D.C., were deemed not to have the authority because this is a federal jurisdiction. It's federal property, D.C. is, and therefore it's already succumbed by a federal law on the matter involving federal property. Then then they would declare that the city council was usurping the federal authority and the federal established law. I don't know. I'd like to look at the case. If it's a parent's rights, constitutional rights, slam dunk. It's going to impact every state in the country, potentially moving forward. If it's the other, then it's just limited, practically speaking, to just Washington, D.C.
Right. Yeah. From what I've read so far, what's being reported, it is, a parental rights issue at this point in time. And that's what the judge had stated. That's what the parents were fighting for and about. So we'll see how it rolls out, because, again, the reality is you've got to have some of these victories across the country. You've got to have some of these cases brought forward in order for you to have enough teeth to bite into it, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. And, if that's what it was held, the judge held that this was a parental rights issue based on the Constitution of the United States and parents' fundamental rights over the health, education, and welfare of their children, which there is already case law dealing with, saying that in the broad sense. They apply that to vaccinations without parental consent. Fantastic. That would be a wonderful victory, a broad win. And it just goes to show once more how important federal court appointments are based on who's elected to the White House. And I would not be surprised if it was a Trump appointee that came down with that kind of a decision, if that, in fact, was the rationale of the decision.
Yeah, just amazing. Okay, so I got another one that'll make your blood boil. So here in California, they're looking to, I don't know if you remember back in 76, 74, right around there, the man who kidnapped 26 children and buried them alive is
right.
up for parole. And I'm amazed that he's even up parole, frankly. So he took the bus. Apparently they moved him into a couple of vans. They dug a hole. They put the vans in the hole. And it's just amazing. This is the 18th attempt for him to come, come out for parole. Now, they were able to dig their way out, I guess, to a point and get the help that they needed to get. But, my God, this is heinous and evil. And I can't, there's nothing in the report that I'm reading that says he's been rehabilitated.
What he did was so dark, so dastardly, this kind of gentleman, this kind of man does not deserve to get a parole. What he did was, something that is just unthinkable in any kind of a civilized world. And people like him deserve that proper punishment to be, he's relinquished his right to be, have the capacity and the opportunity to do such heinous acts again. And the American people and our children deserve that protection.
Yeah, I can't even imagine. Again, little kids not understanding kind of understanding, being fearful, but, being buried alive in a van underground, just amazing to me. And I'm sorry, as a Christian, I'm trying to be a little compassionate here, but I don't know how you can be in this case, or this kind of case, I should say. Anyway, all right. Just the fact that a parole board could look at that and go, oh, yeah, he served enough time. 26 kids, we're good. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about something exciting. You've got another victory at a Ninth Circuit Court, which I think is a big deal because the Ninth Circuit Court was kind of always known for being a little off, actually reversing themselves at times.
Yes, that's very true. we went to bat for a church in New Harvest Fellowship Church in Salinas, California. They moved across the street into another building. Actually, they bought this other building because they needed more space. But the city council of Salinas says, oh, no, your church is not fun enough and not vibrant enough to be in the downtown, at least on the lower level. The first floor of the building has to be something else. Can't be your church. So, the bias was just blatant, alleging churches aren't vibrant and aren't fun, and therefore other places of gathering along the main street were fine, but not if there's a cross involved, apparently. So We at Pacific Justice Institute went into federal court. We filed a lawsuit on their behalf. We fought hard. We did not prevail. The judge said, yeah, that looks like a good reason, you know, for not fun enough. So we went and appealed it to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. We appealed it, and the Ninth Circuit came down with a 3-0 decision reversing the lower court, declaring that the city of Salinas had no justifiable reason to deny that church from occupying that building and following through on the call of God to be a light to that town and that downtown area. So it was a wonderful victory and a success, and we're very, very pleased with it.
Wow, that's very cool. Now, you touched on another victory that you had last week for the Ninth Circuit, but you really didn't go into detail with it. And I think that's, you know, the fact that you've had two victories with the Ninth Circuit and one millennium is really good.
No, it really is. And, yeah, of course, you know, the other is a very important, you know, case. You know, as many people know, we got an emergency writ, basically an emergency injunction from the United States Supreme Court about a year ago, protecting and actually ordering the governor of California in Santa Clara County open those churches now. I mean, the churches were closed, but everyone else was open. You know, the pot shop, the liquor store, everything, Walmart, but not churches. Only, you know, basically almost only not churches. So we at the United States Supreme Court on 6-3 granted us the emergency injunction. Well, I'm pleased to announce that we have got damages from the other side, and it's in the six digits for these churches, and we're very, very pleased with the outcome of this case. You know, instead of our clients, you know, still brewing over possibly having to pay out millions, it's quite the opposite. These churches we represented, they won, and now the other side is actually, Santa Clara County, maybe the state of California, they're gonna have to pay for it. They're gonna have to fund it, and help make these churches whole in view of all that they had to endure because of this clearly biased discrimination by Santa Clara County and Governor Gavin Newsom.
Wow, that's great. And the only place they can go with it from there is to appeal it to the Supreme Court. But you know, again, I'm not so sure if the Supreme Court would even get involved in this at this point. All right, when we come back, let's talk about the professor out of UCLA that just shows truly what the left is like. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more from you.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Welcome to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. That's your only way you're going to fix this. You've got to get informed, then engage, and don't give up. You know, I joke about this all the time. Let me bring up Brad Day because he is the founder of PJI.com, that's Pacific Justice Institute. They're doing great work across the country. And I always joke, Brad, that I'm either too stubborn or too stupid to know better. And I find that, you know, you just got to be like a little chihuahua nipping at their heels, right? You don't be the bulldog. Be that little chihuahua that's just a pain in their butt. Come in with facts, keep nipping at them until they do what you want them to do. You know, otherwise, exactly. that one time big bark, that one time showing up and puffing up your chest, it doesn't help you move these things forward, does it?
No, it doesn't. It's a long battle. It's being consistent and just making your case. And but no, that's what we do at Pacific Justice all the time with people all across the United States. going to bat for them. It's a long process oftentimes, but we stay the course, and people respect us, and they know that if we take on a case, that we're not going away.
Yeah, and that's what you need. We need a bunch of people like you and others that are willing to fight at the legal level, at the school board level, at the city council level, all of that. It does take a village to win the battle, if you would. So anyhow, all right, the next battle. Here we go. UCLA's director of race and equity appeared, well, to wish for the death of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. And he suggested a tweet that no one wants to say it out loud. The tweet actually says, "No one wants to openly admit, we all hope, Clarence Thomas dies. Whatever you need to tell yourself, this whole rule that we're not to wish ill on people is silly. Uncle Thomas is a sexist token to who's committed himself to making us all share in he and his treasonous wife's misery." You know what's really funny about this is they're all stuck up on what his wife wrote or texted or tweeted about Donald Trump, supporting Donald Trump. Yet all these other people in the FBI and the people close to the White House who were working against Donald Trump, caught them in their text messages. They don't seem to care about those. But this is serious. This is what this group always screams at. When you make comments like this, you could bring violence down on somebody, but they seem to be okay with it for themselves.
Yeah, exactly. This gentleman, Professor Jay Perkins.
Yep.
He's a director. Get this. He's the director for race and equity at UCLA. This is sick. He should be fired on the spot, partly because his quote wishing that Thomas was dead, this came at the time when Thomas was in the hospital or had just gotten out of the hospital after being seriously ill, and the whole time this guy was actually hoping that he would die. This guy is sick. He is obsessed with hate. He calls Justice Thomas, Uncle Thomas. Justice Thomas is one of the most written Supreme Court justices in the last 100 years. I mean, as far as the number of opinions he's written, he's just a very highly respected scholar of those who respect the Constitution and original intent. And this man is Jay Perkins is sick. He should be fired. And it says something very much about the UCLA and their and this guy being the director for quote race and equity. There's no place for someone like this at a state funded university like UCLA. If they don't terminate him, that just says a lot about UCLA and what they stand for, the fact they're willing to allow someone like that to remain on staff. If he came out and there had been someone saying something different, if it had been a conservative there working for UCLA saying something like that about Biden or about Ginsburg, when Ginsburg was alive, they would have been fired. They would have been fired. They would have said there's no place for that kind of intolerance. But it's seemingly tolerance, according to UCLA, only goes one way. And one-way tolerance is really tyranny, and that's what UCLA stands for if they keep him employed there.
Yeah, no, I'm listening to you. People don't realize that he was respected by left at one point in time when it was okay to do so. Thomas was respected by left and right. When it comes to his knowledge of the Constitution, his knowledge of the law, and during the arguments, he was known to be very quiet, didn't ask a lot of questions, if at all. Is that true?
Yeah, he's very very quiet, but his writing and his legal writing and opinions are very deep, very analytical, and five star in terms of depth and reasoning. I mean, you compare it with some other justices like Sotomayor, and you're just like going, where is she going from? It's like she decided the conclusion, and then she said, tells her clerks to, write something to justify it. And yet you've got Thomas, who is many ways like Scalia. He really takes to heart the legal opinions. He's engaged in it himself. doesn't just, you know, send it to some law clerks to write, working under him. He's, you know, very respected, and, you know, it's just so sad to see someone so sick like, Jay Perkins, there at UCLA, the head of race and equity. It's very telling of UCLA, and I can't see why any parent would want their child to go to a university like UCLA if they have someone like this continuing to work there without immediate termination.
Well, I agree with you. I mean, you look at what these people are saying and what they're calling for. Democrats are screaming they want Thomas to resign, recuse, or be impeached. Interesting how they go wild when they think they can sink their teeth into something. And the reality of the whole thing is that their people have said worse things about sitting presidents and others
right.
as well. And they are a nightmare. Think about something. This guy is a nightmare for them because here's a black man who is, and you know, Joe Biden, it's documented. I'm not embellishing here, but Joe Biden couldn't stand him, did everything he could. I mean, you couldn't get more racist than during the hearings of Joe Biden talking to Clarence Thomas or questioning Clarence Thomas. He's married to a white woman. All right, a very intelligent, a very active white woman. And you look at this, and is this what they want? Don't they want diversity?
Yeah.
Don't they want well-educated black folks?
Right, and it's important to note that unlike Obama, who was actually raised in a very well-to-do family, he didn't know what the ghetto was, in the inner city black communities. Justice Thomas did. Justice Thomas grew up as a little boy in the bottom of black poverty. He knows what it's like. He knows discrimination. He's felt discrimination. He is more qualified than anyone, especially among those elites, like the Obamanites, if you will, who claim to be inspired for civil rights, but never have tasted discrimination like people like Justice Thomas. He knows it. He's lived it. He knows the Constitution. He is the perfect combination to be a valuable asset to this Supreme Court. And, I really value him, and I think people who, despite their ideology, should definitely value and respect someone like him with his track record, his experience, and his life experience as well.
Yeah, I really do. I honestly do love this stuff because, again, it helps their hypocrisy shines when they start coming after people like him. I think if we ever said, look at what's going on with Judge Jackson right now that's being spoken about. I mean, you can't say anything negative about her. You can't ask her questions that they don't want you asking, or else you're a racist and all this other stuff. Don't you find that? You're not surprised, I know, but don't you find that interesting?
Yeah, it's a clear, ridiculous double standard, Judge Jackson, she needs intense scrutiny. She's already shown a lack of knowledge of, you know, what was the basis of the Dred Scott decision, for example. She didn't know.
That's
one of the most famous cases, Supreme Court cases in U.S. history, specifically with regard to civil rights issues. She didn't know. She didn't know how the word woman is defined, how to define what a woman is. Once again, they're not releasing her academic standard. I'm willing to bet it was probably in the lower half of her class, just looking at how she's carried herself so far. We need top. We need the best on the Supreme Court, irrespective of their gender or their race. We need people like Justice Thomas on the court. And, it's really unfortunate, but, that's where we are. And hats off to those senators, those Republican senators, who are not just giving her a pass because of what group or she may be a part of. It's important for the sake of everyone's justice, everyone's the United States Constitution to protect, to give proper scrutiny.
Yeah, agreed. Joe Mazzini, your host, Brad Dacus, PJI.org. Check them out, PJI.org. And if you can't figure out who you want to help, the other guys to help. We'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far. A lot more with me when we come back.